72 people are now known to have died after Guatemala's most violent volcanic eruption in more than a century. A new eruption from the Fuego volcano has forced the evacuation of thousands of residents as lava cascades down its south side. Authorities have pulled back rescuers, police and journalists from towns destroyed in the eruption due to the fresh volcanic activity. American fashion designer Kate Spade, best known for her signature handbags, has been found dead at her home in New York. Police say they're treating her death as an apparent suicide, as the 55-year-old reportedly left a note at the scene. Kate Spade's company grew into fashion empire with hundreds of stores worldwide before the brand was sold in 2006. The federal government has drafted tough new laws to force telecommunications and technology companies to help authorities access the encrypted data of suspected criminals. It argues it's simply an extension of existing laws. The legislation would work to compel companies to assist agencies with their investigations. And New South Wales and Queensland go through their final preparations ahead of the opening game of State of Origin. 11 New South Wales players will make their Origin debut tonight when the MCG plays host to the series opener. The Maroons also have a new look with Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk and Jonathan Thurston stepping aside.